Hello, hello. Introducing to some, reacquainting to others, and reuniting with each other. You're listening to Kimmy and Adi of Fix Your Face podcast, coming at you live from our first recording post-lockdown. Public service announcement. We have a seronegative queen amongst us. Yes, negative. She tested negative for corona. So please, she can get her flowers while she's still alive. Hashtag Adi, hashtag repatriation, hashtag the queen is back, hashtag the streets are happy. Adi knows how to carve both problematic dick and viruses. So welcome back, Adi.
I would just like to say that I carved both STDs and COVID in the same breath. Okay, so happy to be back. Jesus Christ. I mean, why don't you push my head to the phone? Like,
it's not like you haven't done this before. I'm sure a lot of people have pushed your head down.
Okay, anyway, I have a self-care tip of the week.
Hello.
Which is park lights. Maniga, park lights. Okay. Because I traveled on a charter flight by KQ. Shout out to KQ.
Hello.
And shout out to the Ministry of whoever.
Immigration.
Anyway, park light, because I wasn't about to have like luggage issues, baggage on top of my charter flight issues. Okay. I was just trying to get home and get home safe. I wasn't about to pay however many dollars for extra luggage. So
those of you who don't follow our Instagram, shame. But also, secondly, Adi is back in Nairobi, so clearly you're missing a lot. Get on our Instagram page at Two Academic Hoes. We are together. Fuck remote recording. We are here and we are ready to fuck shit up. So we'd like to shout out. Yeah, fuck them kids, gang, okay. Gang. Anyway, we'd like to shout out to our 100 plus followers on Instagram for jumping on the Fix Your Face bandwagon. We'd just like to let you know that there's peak content. Yes, I said peak. P-E-A-K.
Peak.
Peak content coming your way and more behind the scenes snippets. So I think you should just count the number of days, actually holidays, that we have all missed together, so we can take shots equal to that amount of days, so that we can, you know, we can get you know, alive enough so that we can record this first reunion episode. So today the premise is drunk 20 questions. Obviously, 20 questions is basically asking whoever you're with questions and hearing the answers. So for us, because we are already tipsy AF, we are here to answer any and all questions, and we are going to be fielding those questions from a very special person, special friend, special associate. She's going to remain anonymous because fuck you, bigots. But yeah, so I think we should now dive into it. These are the questions we are prepared to answer, and yeah, let's just have fun, guys.
Hi, friend.
Say my TV show.
Who goes first?
It does. Okay, for favorite TV show, I would probably. I'm really enjoying Modern Family at this moment. I know that it's like way beyond the time, but I'm having fun now that it's on Netflix.
It's okay. You're like a cake.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I'm like a baby.
Yeah. Baby, I'm like a cake and baby do not mean the same
they
thing.
Both grow in the barn, babe.
You're a cake, just admit that you're old. For me, I think my favorite show would be currently The Real Housewives of Cheshire. I don't know if you guys are fans of the Real Housewives franchise, but there is this motherfucking city called Manchester in the UK, and there is a group of housewives in Cheshire that bring the drama all the fucking time. I'm telling you, there's no build up. Fuck Real Housewives of Atlanta. Yes, much love. But the reason that I'm telling you Real Housewives of Cheshire is lit is because they only have 11 episodes. And do you know why? Because it kicks off as quickly as it can. Literally from episode 1 to episode 10, there's drama. So, yes, sorry.
You know what I wanted to say?
Fave.
That it feels very authentic that we made this episode. Because I'm just like, Modern Family. So, everybody who thinks that this is staged can fuck the fuck off.
No one because can think it is not. You didn't even know Real Housewives of Cheshire was
a thing. I didn't even know it was a thing.
Cheshire, yes. There's a whole fucking place in...
It's okay, girls. Whatever your wig, do the thing with your waist.
Wig.
Snatch the wigs.
Yeah.
Lay my edges. Steal the edges that you're laying.
Okay, tell us. Give it to us.
What are your bad habits, Kim?
Jehovah's, why did you start with me? I think my bad habits would probably be a bit of a perfectionist, so I take that to...
A bit. It's okay, go on.
I take that to a level that is just a little bit higher than average. But I don't even think that's bad. I don't think it qualifies as bad. For someone to know what their bad habits are, I feel like someone has to already have pointed them.
Oh my God, you're Molly, but who listens to her shrink?
You're calling me a Molly?
No, I'm saying you're Molly who... went to her shrink and
but I'm
actually
not a Molly.
Listen. You're not a Molly, but like unlike her.
What is the question? I think we've lost the plot.
Cut.
Bad habits. No, I can tell you my bad habit actually. Listen, here it is. When I do gel manicures, after a while when I get tired, I'm not really going to commit to the whole put the cotton wool, the foil, the nail remover, blah, 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 blah. So I just pick them off and I just use my nails to scratch off or polish, and then I'm left with really shitty nails. But guess what? God never sleeps, okay? The nails will grow out. They're dead skin cells anyway. So yeah, basically, I think that's my bad habit, at least as of recently.
I'll tell you my bad habit, which I probably need to go into therapy for, is inheriting people's enemies.
God, like, she does that so much.
Yeah, no, let me tell you, if I fuck with you and you say you're not fucking with Nanny, I'm not fucking with the bitch. Okay, I'm done. I don't even need like a second opinion. I don't need it.
She doesn't
save that for the doctor.
She doesn't need a point
to fight your friend the way you didn't fight your friend.
Fuck your citation.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't need it. We're not getting along with this. I
don't fuck with her. Because here's the thing, I don't think someone who did your friend dirty is not going to do you dirty
again,
or like as a new person.
Well, there it is. There you
have
it.
Yeah, like I feel like you can be cordial. I just don't think it's okay to fuck with them. Because Kwani, you are not going to learn from my experiences.
Exactly what she said. Next,
yeah. Hidden talents, Adi. Hidden talents, Adelaide.
Okay, Adelaide's hidden talent is carrying her Nikon camera around and pretending to be a photographer, which I'm gonna be for the next few minutes in it. Also faking an accent.
In it.
In it.
Let's see, what is my hidden talent?
Doggy.
Oh, okay. No, I know. I make hella good tea.
Yes.
Listen, if you
want... No. Is this tea for, like, tea?
Moshene? Yeah,
no.
Chai, like, you know.
Please, I have not been part of this.
If you ask my mom, which is basically the world, I don't... Yeah. She will vouch for me. My tea is the best. Okay. I will make her a cup slash teapot of really fucking good tea. I know just the amount of water to put. Majani, aka tea leaves, for my people who don't understand Kiswahili. Also milk. So I feel like I do the perfect balance. And I think the funny part is, or rather not even funny but ironic, I don't like tea personally. I can't really digest it because lactose intolerance, but I still know how to make a mean cup of tea. It doesn't even have to be a cup. We can scale it up, baby. Teapot, okay? Just today, literally a few hours ago, I made my mom a teapot of tea. Let me tell you, if you ask her, she'll tell you there's nobody else that can make that tea the way I do. Granted, she may have a bias because I'm the only one she could boss around like that. But I rise to the occasion, okay? I had the right training and I execute it perfectly. So that is my hidden talent. What you got?
Pet peeves.
Do I start?
Please, Adi, go ahead.
What's my pet peeve? Really? My pet peeve is I smell like alcohol, you guys. I also smell like I haven't taken a shower since yesterday, but you know,
that's not the definition of pet peeve, darling.
Yeah. I really, really dislike people who don't stand in their place in lines. Like, this is why I'm happy about COVID. Let me tell you, you know, when they're like, stand 1 meter over there, I'm happy. Happy to stand.
Well, I hate to bust your bubble, but you're in Kenya now. Hello, 254. There's nobody respecting those 1 meter boundaries. So you either have to have a mask on or you just stay your ass at home. It's A or B. There's no C, D, E. Okay, so you better get used to it.
Kada, eh. There we go.
To hop on that, I think my pet peeve also relates to that because I don't like people encroaching on my private space. That is even pre-COVID. Like, I don't understand why you have to sit next to me, put your junk next to me, thrust in my direction. I just, like, what is that for? What is that for? What is the point? What is the purpose? I'm not about to have your kids facially. Like, just because you put your junk in my face doesn't mean we're going to conceive a child. I'm sorry. It also doesn't mean that we're going to have sex. For those of you that didn't catch that, we are not about to have penetrative sex just because you're putting your junk in my near vicinity. So that's for me. Don't come at me with your junk. Don't come at me with your shoulder. And don't come at me with your face. Why is your face so close to me? Just like, whoo.
Can I tell you what my pet peeve is? This COVID time, people who like video call you without prior warning. Oh, because sweet. I'm not looking cute. I'm not trying to look cute during COVID.
I don't even think that's the point. Because for you, it might be that. But for me, I don't appreciate people who I don't fuck with like that trying to video call me. Why, first of all, are you cheating WhatsApp that you're going to use a feature of theirs when A, I will decline the call. B, who do you think you are as an outsider to video call me? Me, as in Mimi, Kimberly Table, and expect that I will answer just because what you called. That is not an answer to that is not a reason to answer your WhatsApp call. So for me, actually, I think I've said this before on this podcast, just do not call unwarranted, unexpected, and also, like, if there's no premise, if we don't have that connection, please just walk, just go outside. I think if you take a nice little short walk under the sun, under the rain, in the fresh air, whatever it may be, take your fancy. You will realize you don't have to call Kimberly, actually. You don't have to video call. You don't have to audio call. You actually don't have to press call at all. Leave me the fuck alone.
What Kim said. Thanks. Next.
I think I have so many pet peeves, but okay. Last show you binged.
Wahohaha.
Last show you binged.
The last show I binged was Survivor season 40. Let me just tell you about this shit, guys. Survivor is top tier peak reality TV. Okay? It is hands down the best reality TV.
Reality TV has to offer. Do you think they actually fuck in the episodes? Like in the middle of nowhere where they're sent to CGI?
Okay, obviously that is not shown on, you know, on
but
the
do
show.
You think they actually, when they meant, oh, Nani formed an alliance with Nani, they mean that they fucked?
Okay, then riddle me this. If you were stuck on an island, you find this guy hot, he finds you hot, or you find each other okay, and you're sleeping next to each other in the fucking cold, would you not want to join a dick and a pussy? I mean, you don't have to be loud. If you just gag yourselves with those leaves they have, it was just like, and then you're just like sliding, kadogo, kadogo. I feel like you can, if that is your aim, you can definitely get an orgasm stranded out on Survivor.
I mean, the last
But that is not the point. The point is, Survivor is the last show that I binge that just happens to be reality TV. Americans are fucking crazy. And I feel like there's a reason reality originated from there. So let's just give them a hand of applause for that and that alone. Those bitches are crazy, man. And they give good entertainment.
Can I just say, like, Total Drama Island?
Kwani nani?
Total Drama Island is like Survivor, but cartoon.
Is that? Oh, God.
Yeah.
J-Ho versus
Total Drama Island. You watch it? Yeah. Yeah, love it.
I've watched it before.
It's like Survivor, but like on Netflix.
Apana, it doesn't match up. No, Survivor is really real people. Okay,
I mean, Total Drama Island is cartoons fucking. So
what? You can watch real people fucking with each other, mind games. Okay,
my phone is being banned.
Sorry, we don't want to get off the internet.
I wasn't referring to porn, my darling. I was referring to fucking with each other, mind games, you know?
Oh.
Like, mentally wise. Oh, who's going to do this?
But
oh,
that happens on Total Drama Island.
I'm good. I'm not watching
it's
Total
fine.
Drama Island.
I watch it.
Do you still watch it now in your 500
I
years
mean,
of
I
life?
I mean, I came back to Nairobi, so what I'm watching is... What do we call that show? The one on Ebru?
Yeah, Jemima Jacinta.
The first one I met, date, no?
The date one. Oh my
Dating
God.
Island.
That's where it's at. Let me tell you, Ebru, YouTube, that's where it's at. Full stop.
Can we please go to the next question?
Okay. Most felt emotion.
Hate.
Jacob's. I think mine is just like peeved. Annoyance. For me, it's annoyance because I feel like it translates and it goes across the board. It goes across the board because I feel it like with respect to other people, and I feel it with respect to family. I feel it with respect to myself. Like, there are times that I will be like, Kim, are you fucking serious? Bitch, can you get your life together? But yeah, I feel for me it's probably annoyance, and I say that also because it's very hard to act on annoyance. You know, it's not a feeling that you can manifest into a whole ass, oh bitch, oh ha ha ha, we're gonna have a fight, unless of course you're drinking and you're out, etc., etc. I'm not gonna pick a fight with you. I'll shut you down. I'm not gonna pick a fight because I'll win. That's a whole other episode anyway. But yeah, for me it's annoyance. It's annoyance, definitely.
For me it's definitely what I feel the most is actually dislike for people. Like if I don't vibe with your energy, if your energy is off-putting, and I know some people are gonna come at me with energy is, what's that Latin shit that I keep?
Who do I look like?
Not them. That's what you don't look like. Mm. You don't look like that energy. Okay.
I'm not the 1700s.
Yeah. Anyway, for me, it's actually dislike, and that's why it's so easy for me to like hit on my friends' haters. You know, people are always like, don't hate. I'm not going to inherit haters, blah, 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 blah. But for me, it's like extremely easy to just cancel people.
Cancellations.
Yeah.
You get a cancellation. She gets a cancellation.
Yeah, everybody,
everybody gets a cancellation.
I feel like if the person that I let in said this about you, then it's true. If you're shit, because they said, then you're shit. It's actually
until proven otherwise.
No, I don't give you a chance to prove yourself. It's okay, you can prove yourself in the forest. I don't give a shit.
You can brave, if you are brave enough, you can prove
your chance,
whatever you want to do in front of Adi. You don't have to be like in her face like 2 centimeters, but you can be like 6 feet or more, proving yourself there. You know, like the way a clown or a jester does their thing.
Like an ally.
You can be doing it over there, and then maybe some people who are close to her, aka myself, who are going to be like, oh my God, look, they are trying. Then, you know, you could stand a chance.
Otherwise, no.
Let's hop to the next one.
What reality show would you be on?
Jehovah's.
I don't even watch reality shows. So this is you.
No,
but
I
maybe
think
Desperate Housewives.
You say that. No, first of all, that was a fiction.
Okay, then I'm Desperate Housewives, but in real life.
No. You know, Real Housewives was actually based on Desperate Housewives. You've
okay,
watched
then I'm
reality
that
before,
one.
So don't act brand new with me. Just say the new show, or rather, whatever show you would be on.
Okay,
let me give you the facets. There's Real Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
There's
Keeping Up.
There's, are you fucking kidding me? Nobody wants to keep up with you or them.
Okay.
There's Survivor. There's the one where you eat roaches, Fear Factor.
The one where you win money,
Amazing Race.
Yeah, I'd be on that one.
You'd be on Amazing
Race.
I picture
race.
You on that.
Yeah.
Who would you take? Because you have to be in a pair.
I would take you.
Are you fucking out of your fucking mind?
I am actually out of my fucking mind. Here's why. I feel like when I lose my shit because we didn't get the thing, you'd be able to bring me down, like you'd be able to talk me down to like reality. You'd be able, you're the only person who is not scared of me to be able to say, stop your fucking bullshit,
but you realize,
fuck your face, fix it, I'm not fucking with you.
Amazing Race is like 60% that, and then 40%, you know, like physical capabilities.
I'm bringing the physical capabilities.
Are you gonna carry
me on
your back?
Have you seen my thighs?
Are you gonna carry me on your back? Because please.
No, bitch, you're gonna run.
For what?
For $1 million.
Yeah, it's true. There's money involved. I'm a run. Okay.
Yeah.
So what show would I be on? I've watched a vast array of reality shows, but I think the one that I would probably be apt and, you know, capable of,
Desperate Housewives.
No, it's
because you make a good rich bitch.
I was about to say Rich Housewives, it's actually called Real Housewives. I'll be Real Housewives, but I can pick a city, so I'm going to pick motherfucking Melbourne. Okay, those bitches are lit. Lady, if you have not watched Real Housewives of Melbourne and you're a fan of the franchise, please take yourself over there. They have like 4 seasons. I don't know whoever shut them down, cut them out, whatever, but those bitches are fucking hilarious. So I'd be on that because they have no chills.
All right. What memorable toy from
childhood.
What's your most memorable toy for
she can
childhood?
Get it
Okay, I'll go first because I have this so vividly. No, it's not the teddy. So, a distant cousin of mine got me this like really small red elephant. Yeah. So I was obviously a child. This is less than 10 years old. So I'd sleep with it in the sense that like I'd get into bed and then I'd hold the trunk.
For real?
Yeah. So after a few months, let's say, of that, obviously the trunk sort of like started to, you know, like
rise
wear
like the
out.
Dates that we do not get.
It was not rising like that. It was probably like half mast at best.
Okay,
but,
fine. Like the dicks that we don't get.
Yeah, the dicks we won't accept. Mm-hmm. But the point is, like, I'd sleep with it so often, and I would always tie it to the person who gifted me the elephant, and I'd call it Ellie. So it was like a really small red elephant that basically has its like nose, snout. What do you call that? Trunk. Trunk, like
the dick.
Yeah, no, J Hovers. It's a trunk. It's on the face. On the face, not dick in your face.
I mean,
on their face, like
whatever
the
makes
trunk.
Your childhood more acceptable.
The trunk. So because I had slept with it so long, it started to like get worn. So it would be like almost like maybe a third torn off. So, yeah, that's my most memorable toy from childhood. It was red. It was called Eli. It was really small.
Just like Kim likes them. Mm-hmm. So, y'all stand a chance, okay?
Okay, first of all,
anyway.
Second of all, third of all, small? No. Unless you're going up my backside.
What Kim said. Anyway, my memorable... Do I have memorabilia?
Mm-hmm.
Memoirs. Oh my god, my face is being kicked into your dicks. Anyway. No, I do not have memories from
you
childhood.
You don't have a memorable toy?
I do not. Let me tell you, my childhood is riddled with like anxiety and shit I don't want to remember. So
did you
I'm
not
going
have
to therapy
a toy?
For that.
You're the firstborn. At least you had to have something.
No, this is how it works,
a
giraffe? The people who get toys are the lastborns. Firstborn don't... We don't
but
get
I,
shit.
I
we get money when we are grown.
I thought firstborns get the toys and then everyone else inherits them afterwards.
No, we get the clothes
that
everybody else inherits, okay? And we get the money that nobody gets.
So what was your toy?
It was nothing. I was playing with myself. No, I wasn't.
You had it here first from day one. Self-play. Get to
yes.
Me. Get to know
consent.
Yourself.
Consent is where it's at. Because I consented with myself.
Get to know yourself a little better. What's the next?
One thing you're deeply proud of.
Jehovah's. You
can
go.
I start?
Yes, please.
One is that we spearheaded like TEDxUN, which had never been done before.
Applause.
So like we had like 100 people come, but it's still one of my greatest achievements to date. And two is this podcast. Genuinely, we started it a year ago. We've kept at it. We're looking to do bigger things and like sell you product that you must buy. So really proud of that. Really proud that happened.
Oof. So in the time that she's been praising both herself and us, I can't tell you that I've arrived at an accurate answer. I feel, what is the question?
Proud of.
Yeah, what you're deeply proud of. One thing.
Okay, so I've had maybe a few milestones, yes. But I feel like the word proud is so deep. But definitely I would categorize our podcast under that. I feel like we've done the work and we've put in effort, and look at us here a year later. So honestly, the fact that we've gotten this far and that we keep recording, we keep publishing, and the dynamic doesn't go to shit. shit. I think it speaks for itself. So there's that. I think probably the other thing is I once stood on a stage. Okay, maybe a few times. One plus four. Stood on a stage and I either addressed the crowd, like public speaking, or I acted. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm good at playing a role.
Excuse me, people who are hitting on Kim, take them.
Yeah, please just come.
I wish you could see my face.
Just what if I'm you doing. Can come with the right script, come correct, honey. I got you.
What Kim said.
The banter will never die.
What Kim said.
I will give you as long as you can volley it.
Okay, accepted. But what Kim said.
Next question.
If your life was a movie, what's the title? Okay, can this be the last question? Because we're at 30:46. That's on you, first.
It would be called Movie Screen.
Okay. I'm not going to ask you to explain.
But are you going to answer?
Mine's probably going to be called Green Screen.
Why green?
Because you know how like actors use the green screen to enact whatever the shit is happening. So I feel like I'm the only constant.
So it'd be
the rest of y'all are actors. Actors.
Actresses. Okay.
I mean, you know, gender is a construct. The shit.
I think we have time for one more.
Yes, we have time for one more. But mine's a green screen. Else, it would be called Becoming.
Okay, first of all, M.O. already did that shit.
Yeah, because I'm just like her and I'm black and, I'm, you know, my two thighs are showing and my two arms coming through. Yes, they are. Fix your face.
Next.
Most spontaneous thing you've ever done.
Okay, Adi has to go first on this one.
Oh my God, I almost broke someone's windows because they held us hostage. Let me tell you, I'm proud of my shit. Okay? Somebody took us out and tried to hold us hostage and I had to break his windows to get our bags.
Okay, that's not the full extent. So basically we went to a club, we got out of the car,
I broke the windows.
We left our bags in the car, we entered the club, we're having a good time. Next thing we know, this guy is frantic, he's turning on us and we're like, okay, if it's the time, we don't mind.
I broke the windows.
So now on, I think the journey to leave was extensively long because it's not just oh, let's go to the car, let's pick our bags. It's all there's drama inside, there's drama outside, there's drama at the car.
I broke the windows.
So thankfully, because Adi is one who loses her shit,
yeah,
she was able to
break the windows.
Or rather threatened to break the windows. She was pounding on the windows so that we could get our belongings and fuck the hell off. Because the only reason we were still there is because our bags were in the perpetrator's car. So it's like, excuse me, sir.
I broke the fucking windows. Don't listen to her.
Pay attention. We're ready to leave. Can you give us the keys?
Broken.
Oh my God. I asked for the keys like what, 5-6 times?
And I broke the windows. So
after
we move on.
Adi was like, listen, come on, Igari.
Windows
can be broken. So anyway. That's...
I got home and my two thumbs, I couldn't touch anything because of how hard I broke the windows.
At least you had thumbs.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. The next day we were called about our fucking cap.
I wasn't. It's just Kim because I broke the windows.
Oh, excuse me. Oh my God. Blah, blah, blah. Insert stupid apologetic rhetoric.
I wasn't apologized to.
I think you guys might have taken my cup. Nigga! Don't nobody want a red fucking cup. Okay?
Fix your face.
A written color. Whatever. Who's gonna rock it? Please, who's going to rock it? Have you seen us? We rock ourselves, okay? Ourselves rock each other.
I also broke the windows.
So, yeah, that was a story definitely for the books. But... that was the most spontaneous thing you've ever done.
Yeah, because I had to break the fucking windows to get our
car. I think for me, it's going to my Vasha.
Oh, yes!
And, no, not that one, babe.
Uh-huh.
Going to Navasha and then sleeping over on a whim. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to hear the rest of the story. It's gonna be PG. Some things are better left for the not the internet. So goodbye, good night. I also broke the windows.
But we thank you so much for tuning in and listening until the end. Yes, this is Drunk 20 Questions coming at you. It's a tipsy version. It is hashtag reunite. It is hashtag
COVID negative
nation. It is hashtag we have a seronegative bae, a symptomatic chick amongst us. So obviously we had to do this. We had to put this on record. So take this and do with it what you will. Share, subscribe, and make sure you come back for more, because 100% there will be more, honey. We are going on to a new season, so make sure you do not miss out. So thank you so much for listening to Kimmy and Adi of Fix Your Face. Kisses.
Can I say something?
Follow our Instagram at 2academic.
That's not what I was going to say. Can I registration hire you, please? Thanks.
Ciao.
Bye.